Anthony Paul, Palmer 96 Sports. Byron Buxton hit two solo home runs, and Miguel Sano added another as the Minnesota Twins jumped to an early lead and routed the Milwaukee Brewers 12-2 last night on the road. The victory gave the American League Central leading Twins a 2-1 series win over the Brewers. Minnesota starter Kenta Maeda is now 3-0. Great pickup so far. He retired the first 11 batters he faced, struck out 5, walked 1 in his 6 2/3 innings. Of the Twins' 9 starting batters, only Mitch Garver did not have an RBI in the game. Today is the Twins' second off day this season. Now tomorrow they host the Royals in the first of 3 at Target Field, and tomorrow's game means 1/3 of the way through the season, and it's the first of 20 games in 20 nights for the Twins. They're 12-7. They have a game and a half lead on Detroit, with Cleveland and Chicago 2 games back, and the Royals 4 out in the American League Central. Even though 2 of the 5 power conferences won't be playing football this fall, Clemson coach Dabo Swinney says he does not believe it'll diminish the meaning that comes with a national championship. Asked yesterday about whether the absence of the Big Ten or Pac-12 damages the meaning of a title, Swinney said, "The 4 best teams can go play. We've been one of those 4 for 5 years in a row. So in my opinion, doesn't change anything for us. We're just trying to be the best Clemson we can be." 4 FBS conferences, the Big Ten, Pac-12, Mountain West, and the Mid-American have all decided to postpone fall football. Will they even have the championship series? You know, some of those stadiums may not want to have games played there in January, but we'll find out a little bit maybe. Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby, a member of the College Football Playoff Management Committee, said that there's a playoff call next week to discuss the recent changes and how it affects the bowl series. PGA Golf starts the Wyndham Championship in Greensboro, North Carolina, today through Sunday. By the way, the Masters Tournament, coming up in November, will take place without spectators or guests because of the pandemic. Augusta National and Masters Chairman Fred Ridley saying that they determined the potential risks of welcoming patrons and guests to the grounds in November simply too significant to overcome. Of course, scheduled for April and rescheduled for November, the club also sent out an email to badge and ticket holders explaining that information will be forthcoming in early September as to how to request a refund or a transfer ticket for usage to April of 2021 for that year's Masters, and an opportunity to buy merchandise also provided. Next month's U.S. Open at Winged Foot will also go on without spectators, and of course the British Open canceled for 2020. And Churchill Downs officials expect fewer than 23,000 fans will be able to attend next month's rescheduled Kentucky Derby under an updated health and safety plan, which eliminates general admission and standing room only areas, with total capacity limited to less than 14% of the record attendance in 2015, which was 170,513. The 146th running of the Derby postponed from the first weekend in May to the first weekend of September, because of the coronavirus, of course. Refunds will be issued for pre-purchased tickets if you were planning to go. But protocols, if you do go, include temperature checks, face coverings, and physical distancing, plus plenty of mint juleps. The release adds that safety measures will be strictly enforced and that repeat offenders will be escorted from the property. So you're saying I can mess up more than once? Hoo-hoo-hoo! Fun times. Spectators will receive a bag with a disposable mask, hand sanitizer, and a stylus for non-contact self-service betting. In NHL playoffs last night, Philadelphia beat Montreal 2-1 in Game 1 of their opening round series. Colorado shutting out Phoenix 3-0 in their Game 1. New York Islanders upended the Washington Caps 4-2 in their opener. And Boston winning their first game of their series in 4-3 in double overtime. 4 Game 2s on the way tonight. I'm Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports.